Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you all doing? It's me, Lewis Hayden, back after, 6 weeks of being in Australia. So yes, the CEO's secret weapon, your rocket fuel, your jet engine, your fighter jet vehicle that allows you to fly at supersonic speeds to help you reach and achieve your goals faster than you ever thought possible, whether you be working in a business or working as a business owner, an entrepreneur, intrapreneur, it doesn't matter. This is about you. You being the CEO of your life and taking complete ownership to do what it takes to achieve what you know you are possible of. So this episode is titled, well, it's a follow-on actually from my last episode. And the reason I liked the last episode is because I dropped a big bomb, didn't I? I went out there and I made a podcast around who do you need around your boardroom table. And I've left that now for 8 weeks. And Stuart has been absolutely awesome because that created content. That one episode created content for Stuart to then take that business idea and run with it in so much depth. Oh, wow. Just go back and listen to those podcasts around how Stuart is explaining the mindset of how to approach that one episode of who needs to be around your boardroom table. He's talked about leadership. He's talked about beliefs. He's talked about people's identity. He's talked about people's environment. Oh, wow. So I'm going to throw another one in today. And this one is called Who Don't You Need Around Your Boardroom Table? So Stuart, I know you're listening to this. I'm throwing that back out there now for you to go and create some episodes around this episode, Who Don't You Need Around Your Boardroom Table? So before we get stuck in, massive, massive thank you to Stuart Walter. I did meet over him whilst I was over in Australia, and he's got some new Elite Mindset Institute stuff coming out very soon as well that he will reveal on this podcast. And my take on this podcast is that I'm here as an entrepreneur and business owner, young entrepreneur and business owner, to share my journey of how that fits into the real life business world. Okay, look, I don't have all the answers, but what I do have is my experience of what it's like in 2023 to grow a business, and not just grow businesses, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, as being a business owner, or entrepreneur, or intrapreneur working in a business as a leader, it starts to become about the people, yeah? You only have 24 hours in the day. If you don't start to get the right mindset and sort your mindset and self-leadership out, you can't be a great leader for others either. Because eventually, you're going to hit a plateau where you do need to work with people, inspire them, get great people, recruit them, move them forward. And that's the sort of area that we'll move forward with when it comes to the more advanced stuff that's required as you go along your business journey. Again, whether that means you're a manager in a business, an executive in a business, whatever it may be, you will need those skills. So the foundation, though, is here in this podcast, right? There's also some great content on CEOsecretweapon.info website where you can get the, the Dear Diary process. You've got access to some of Stuart Walter's diary where you can book in and have a chat with him. Have a look around his website, the Athlete Secret Weapon website, to find out what he's done with business owners and athletes as well. So let's get stuck in. What's this episode about? Lewis, you do this episode around being around the boardroom table. Now you're telling us to not let people around that boardroom table. Let me ask that question to you. Why would we not want people around our boardroom table anymore? Well, the clue was in the introduction, wasn't it? As you grow through your business journey, as you go through any journey where you need to start working with more and more people, you're going to need different skills because what got you there won't get you. What got you here won't get you there. So what are those new skills? Leadership skills, yeah? Leverage skills, systemization skills, yeah? Management of time, management of people, yeah? So what do I mean by this? You've got 24 hours in the day. We need to start creating more time if we're going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Think about this. Steve Jobs. He started off in a garage, yeah? In his own garage. If it was still down to Steve Jobs doing all the work, do you think he would be able to provide, what, 50% of the people with phones? Yeah, maybe even more than that. To have an iPhone in their pocket. It wouldn't be possible, would it? So something needed to change. He needed leverage. Okay? Because it wasn't just him creating computers in a garage anymore. He needs to move to a different level. He needs to become a visionary. Yeah? He needs to go on a mission to create this stuff. He needs to become a leader. Just like you do. Listening to the CEO's Secret Weapon. And I know that because you're listening to it and you're already 5 minutes into listening to it. And we're on episode, well, we're into the 20s now, aren't we? So, who don't we need around our boardroom table? Well, the thing is things are going to change, aren't they? Yeah. The people that you have around your boardroom table now, are they going to allow you to create the next Apple? Are they going to allow you to create that vision and mission that you're moving towards? So who's around your boardroom table? Maybe you need to invite some people up to it. Maybe you need to uninvite people from it. Yeah, what I mean by that is, yeah, perhaps those people that join you on the journey so far, they aren't inspired by your next level of the journey. They may have said that they were, but are they really there to go on that journey with you? Or are they there just for the short term? Okay, things may have changed in their world. It might not even be right for them anymore. So you'd be doing them a favor by uninviting them. Okay. So let's think about that then. Let's start with, how do we know we got the right person around the boardroom table? How do we know we've got the right employees, stakeholders? So when I use stakeholders, that includes employees, suppliers, the shareholders, directors, managers, everybody that is a part of that business is a stakeholder. So have we got the right stakeholders in the business? Even the community. Yeah, community is a stakeholder. What sort of thing are you doing for the community? Doing for your customers? The customers are stakeholders as well. Okay? So what do we need to do? Who do we need around us to go on that journey with us? So this is a thing about direction of travel again, isn't it? Where is the direction that we're heading, and do we need to change that vehicle to get us there quicker? All right. So are you really clear on what your direction of travel is? And by the term direction of travel, I mean, look, if you think about 10 years from now, 15 years from now, have that idea in mind of this is where you're going, and no matter what happens, this is what you'll do. Right. So for me, for instance, I know that I'm going to be on a journey with some very successful people around me, around my circle, 10 people I have in mind. Who are the 10 people that are going to be on my journey? Not just as clients for me, but as people that are on a journey with me to go towards this level of success. And that will eventually be, right, okay, we're going to get a yacht. Yeah, we're all going to chip in on this yacht. And the 10 people that we've worked for the last 10 years to get there, we're all going to be having a party. Okay? Now, for that to happen, well, guess what needs to happen? We all need to become pretty successful, right? So what the idea of getting to that level of success is, if we go back to a great quote, by the way, by Zig Ziglar, you can have anything in life you want if you just help enough people get what they want. So for me, it's about getting that circle of people, of who are the key people that want to go on this journey. And a big value of mine is to have fun along the way as well. So I want to have people around me that are really blooming fun too, that can go on this journey on that direction of travel. Now, the direction of travel in 10 years is pretty clear now. I can see myself on there with great people. Stuart Walter, one of them. Yeah, this is why I do this podcast with Stuart Walter. Because I know he's a fantastic person to have around my environment, and he can help me help more people. So who else can I have around me to help more people? Now, this isn't just my direction of travel. You need to get really clear on this, okay? Back to the point. The more clarity you get, the more it's going to happen. Stuart. And now I've just opened up something that is in your field there. So I'll let you talk about that one. But for me, it's being on that yacht, having the fantastic blue oceans, the mountains in the background, and some people on there going, hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being on the journey. We've done this all together, and we've changed a lot of lives as well. But for that to happen, we've had to have changed lives. So that's the 10-year destination. Roll that backwards now through the 9-year, the 8th year, the 7th year, the 6th year. What would have had to have happened for that to be true and possible in 10 years? We would need to have helped a lot of people together. Okay, I would have needed to help a lot of people. Do you think on that journey over the next 10 years there are going to be some ups and downs? Yeah. Stuart made an episode of a podcast on resilience. Absolutely incredible, by the way. Yeah, really, really got me thinking about what resilience actually means. And I do this as a research project for a DBA. Yeah, amazing. But yeah, resilience, the scientific term for the, you know, we do in the at the university, is the study of bounce back. When you fall down, how would you get back up again? Yeah, and the research is there that the people with higher resilience that can bounce back after adversity show that they achieve higher levels of success. Okay, so over that 10 years, there's going to be some ups and downs. Life isn't a straight line. It's a heartbeat. Yeah, you can have some great days. You can have some shit days. You can have some okay days. But eventually, as long as you keep on going and you've got that resilience to bounce back, you'll keep on moving forward towards that direction of travel. Now, the people around your boardroom table, when things go wrong, yeah, I was about to say, when the shit hits the fan, do they bounce back? Or do they look for the negative of why this won't happen? Do they move the goalposts? Do they change the thing that you're up to and they move that direction of travel? Because the clearer they are of being on board with your mission, which in this case is to go and help so many people, if things go wrong, do they start to forget that mission and start to jump off? Yeah. So there's a test really to see if that person belongs around your boardroom table or not by how resilient they are, because you need to be a really, really resilient bugger if you're going to make this happen. Okay. I love what Stuart said, by the way. He does turn this on its head by saying that resilience is giving the thought that you are pushing against something. So, yeah, there is that to bear in mind as well. And go listen to that episode because it's really true. And I think that's fantastic what Stu said. But this, the point of this episode is to be questioning what are people's traits, what are people's state management when things do come up that... where there's adversity. So there's one way to figure out if that person belongs around your boardroom table or not. Here's another one. Okay. Values. If I was to walk into your business right now and ask anybody in your business, what are the values of this firm? Would they turn around and give me your values? Do you know your values of the firm? Do you know your values of you as a person, as an individual? So we're talking here on individual level and collective level. You see, when a business first starts out, somebody has a set of values and that's how they build their business. And if those values are wrong, well, guess what? They don't get customers and they don't get employees that hang around very long because the values are wrong. Well, can you have such thing as wrong values? There's a question. Well, the values is right for them, isn't it? Every value is right for them. But if the values isn't right for the other people that they start to get as stakeholders, customers, employees, suppliers, then guess what? They won't hang around very long, and that leads to a business not actually ever getting off the ground. So we're talking about a business that has been quite successful with a few individuals in it. So there must be some good values there. We're not clear yet what they are. So as the business starts to get even larger, 10 people, 20 people, 100 people, if these values aren't clear, how do we know we're getting the right people into the business? Yeah? How do we know we're recruiting the right people? Remember, anybody out there that's ever done a job interview, in the recruitment stage, everybody is amazing, aren't they? And they're telling you about all the positive things and everything's going on. And then after they're there for a few weeks, a few months, you start to see the true colours come through. And if that is congruent with the job interview, then you know you've got a good person. But people change from day to day, yeah? People state. For instance, we spoke about it before. If you're driving to work one day and somebody cuts you up on the road, then you're going to have a bad day. And then that could be a totally different person to how you were in that job interview 2 months ago, right? But then if that person doesn't let that go and keeps onto it and held onto it for a month, that's sucking, isn't it? It's soul sucking. It's energy sucking, right? Do you want somebody like that around your boardroom table? Do you want somebody like that in your business or in your management team? Yeah? So think about it. Get really clear here on what your values are as an individual. Yeah? The business that you're in right now. Do those values align with the business? Okay? Business owners, if you're not clear on your company's values, how do you know you're doing yourself justice and you're doing justice for your team members as well? Because you could be speaking different languages. You could be saying one thing and they could be saying another thing and you're both right. The problem is your values aren't aligned. Okay? So really, really get clear on what the values are of you as an individual and as a collective within the firm. Now, the thing is with values is they're pretty solid, yeah? You can change the way that you interpret those values and it may take 3, 6, 9, 12 months to actually get real clarity of what those values are. But just start somewhere, right? Just start somewhere with your values and write them down. What are your top 5 values? And here's another one, a quick tip from me. Don't ever go over 5 or 6 values. Why? Well, the brain can't remember more than 5 pieces of information as a collective, right? Well, your brain can. That's a broad statement from a scientific term, isn't it? But the normal people, normal human brain. I've got a normal human brain, right? If it goes over remembering 5 or 6 things, the likelihood of me remembering that is very low, okay? So for me, 5 or 6 values is real key there because you've got to think about this across 100 people. If we was to have 15 values, what's the likelihood of them always remembering that that's a value? So just get the key values and then you can write a little script around what that value means and put it into your firm. But this is at an individual level as well. So remember it for you as your personal values that you can live by. That will then determine your decisions. Should you do this or should you do that? What's the right thing to happen? If you look at the company values and your individual values, you always know you're doing the right thing no matter what comes up, what adversity you're against, you know you've done the right thing by you. And that is what matters. Now, put this around the boardroom table again. What are the core values that you need around that boardroom table to allow you to achieve that direction of travel? Yeah? Your big goal, your big 10-year goal that you have planned. Now, the third one is we've touched on it a little bit as well, and it's to do with values and the direction of travel. You mix them together, or what have you got? You're creating an environment where it's a like-minded people that are all on the same mission in that direction of travel. Environment is the third one. Environment is everything, ladies and gentlemen. Environment is everything. Who do you need around you, not just around the boardroom table to get where you want to get to, but not just the who, what do you need around you? For instance, right, if you think about it right now, if you're an entrepreneur and you're going in this direction, do you think you need to be positive more often, right? So if you're having to drive and sit in traffic all day where it's real stressful, do you think that's going to give you an environment that's very positive to get you into the zone each day? Maybe. Depends what you listen to. If you listen to the CEO Secret Weapon podcast each day, yeah, you're absolutely on track. But look, do the things stress you out? If you're late most of the time to get to an appointment or a client meeting, what sort of stress does that cause you? Yeah. So how do you need to start restructuring your way of working so that you can be in your best state more often, better environment more often, right? So do you need to be traveling? Could you restructure your business so no travel's needed, right? Could you take on employees that are around the country so you don't have to travel as much and they can do the work for you and report to you? We live in a day and age, yeah, it's 2023, with Zoom and Teams and things. Why do we need to be having meetings anymore? Well, it's because of the way I've always done it, Lewis. But what about if you did it a little bit differently? Yeah? So this is shaping the environment, isn't it? Why would we want to do that? Because it gives us a more stronger environment that's aligned to us, right? Now, think about something else. What about the offices that you work in, okay? Have they been like that for the last 10 years? And the amount of people that I meet and say, all right, okay, what's your values? They go, innovation, leadership, technology. Yeah, okay. Well, how innovative are your, you know, you don't even put any paint on the wall in the last 10 years. So how innovative is that? Yeah, because what is innovation? Change. What is the one thing that people struggle with most of all in corporations and organizations and any business? Yeah, change. Resistance to change. So if you truly had the core value of innovation, why have you got a resistance to change problem? I'll leave you with that one. Environment. What else is there about environment? So we've talked about the space that you work. What about the space you go home to? Yeah? What about your home? What about your garden? What about the walks that you take every day? What about the people around you at home? What about your friends? What about your pets? What about your children? Yeah? What about the things that they watch? What about the things that you watch? Netflix. The news. Yeah, when I was over in Australia, staying with Anna's mom, yeah, guess what? They come home and the news goes on every night. Now, in our family, you know, in our household, we don't watch the news. We stand guard to the doorway of our mind. And we still keep up to date with the modern things that are going on in the world, but without it being bombarded at us. You know, every hour with news channels. Different environment, right? It's going to shape your future. So what else could there be in environments? Just think about it. Everything that is around you, the people and the place that you're at, and also your thoughts. And I loved the other day about Stuart Walter, by the way. He said that, think about your results. They come from your actions. And your actions come from your thoughts. And your thoughts come from your imagination. Yeah. So everything at first is just imagination, isn't it? And I'll take that a little bit further, Stuart. Imagination comes from, well, you don't have a very good imagination if you're not in a very good state. Yeah, you've got to be in a good state. What influences state? Yeah, what's around you? Environment. So does this explain now what I mean by environment is everything? Environment is everything. Your boardroom table is your environment. Yeah. All starting to tie in now. Look, I could go on and on and on around this because this is just the stuff I see from day to day in me running businesses. And I'm pretty sure Stuart is going to now open the lid on this. He may even not agree with some stuff that I've said, especially around resilience and things. This may turn into an argument. It might turn into a fight on the CEO Secret Weapon podcast. Stay tuned. You may see me and Stuart get our boxing gloves on. Look, guys, one of my big values is to have fun, right? And this is what the CEO Secret Weapon podcast is all about. I post stuff on LinkedIn sometimes and people are going, that's not for LinkedIn. That's for Facebook. Keep it on Instagram. Keep it on TikTok, whatever, right? Yeah, okay. It's 2023. This is what I do. I have fun. It's one of my values. And sir, you would not be invited around my boardroom table, no matter who you are. Yeah, because you don't meet the value. See the point? Some people may really want that person because he's a logical thinker and he keeps very serious about business. Yeah, I just find that really boring, to be honest. But look, everyone's open and got their own thing going on, right? Everyone's values are true to them and that's okay. But that's another episode. We can talk about being true to your values. The amount of people that have tried to give me advice in the past, which is right for them, but not right for me. And I followed them and I thought something's just not right now. It doesn't feel right. because it wasn't my value, it was somebody else's that I was trying to inherit for the wrong reason. Okay? Again, know your values, be around the right environment, and think, is this environment moving me towards the direction of travel that I want for me and my stakeholders? Catch you next time.